Hello, friends. This is Pastor Bill Miller from the Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I am your pastor of the day. I would like to look at some miracles that Jesus did in the New Testament and see if there might be some lessons there for us. I believe God still does miracles today. Anybody who's prayed for a loved one to be healed of a terrible disease or in need of help with their rent, perhaps, and they prayed and God comes through the miracle, there are miracles done today. So let's look at some of the miracles in Scripture to see what lessons we can glean from them. First, let's look at the raising of a son. I call this a heartfelt miracle. Luke 7, 12 and 13. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her. And he ends up raising this young man from the dead. He was the only son that the mother had, and the mother was a widow herself. It says that his heart went out to her. What could be the lesson here? Jesus' love is what motivates many of his miracles, and Jesus loves you, and he sees your joys and your pain. We should never forget that. Another miracle, calming the storm. I call this an authoritative miracle. From Matthew 8, 23 to 27, then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. Well, we can learn from this that Jesus is Lord even over nature. The lesson might be that we don't need to be afraid of anything with Jesus on our side. Another one. Friends lowering someone through a roof. I call this a value of friends miracle from Luke 5. 18 through 20, some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. Whose faith did he see? It doesn't say he saw the man's faith, the paralytic man's. It says that he saw their faith. The faith of the friends that lowered him through the roof. The friends of the paralyzed man took apart a roof. Their faith was noticed by Jesus. Faith inspired boldness. What could be a lesson here? Be a good friend, willing to take a risk by faith. Let's do one more. Healing on the Sabbath. I call this a motivation revealing miracle. From Mark 3. Verses 3 through 5. Jesus said to the man with a shriveled hand, stand up in front of everyone. Then Jesus asked him, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to kill? And they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, and he said to the man, reach out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Do good or do evil, Jesus asked, save a life or kill? I think what he was trying to get to with these religious leaders who were getting him not to do something on a Sabbath, his real motivation here, religiosity or love? Do you say don't heal a man on the Sabbath? Religiosity? Or do you reach out in love to the man and heal him? Love. What lesson could be learned here? People are more important than religious traditions. People are more important than religious traditions. Friends, this has been your pastor of the day. I'm Pastor Bill Miller from Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York. You can reach us at myredeemer.com or send me an email personally at pastorbill@myredeemer.com. God bless you.